Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat
Shalom. And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah
Rastafari.
Jah
Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. And let the earth be glad, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, 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 with the people.
נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדמה פניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושינו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מצא במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מנוחתי. מזמור צדב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כדודו, וכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך אדוני. כי אתה אדוני עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו. זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. במשרים, 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 במשרים. מזמור צד תת. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא, משה ואהרון וכהניו ושמואל בקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלות, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום, 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 בשלום.
Shabbat Shalom, send best salam. The six psalms in the English and the Hebrew right here.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. T-J-I-F, thank Rastafari. It's the Shabbat. Daughters of the house, honorable woman of the house, lights the light. You know, on the Sabbath, stay there in the home and the family, lighting the light, starting out that Shabbat. That pre-Shabbat, Shabbat Eve, stop right here, here, here.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot or lagoyim. Vanatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
So lighting those two candles or two lights on the sabbatical table, in the home.
Blessed. Messiah. Messiah. Messiah.
Yes, yes, yes. So this brings us right here, just going through some of the basics of the Kabbalat Shabbat, Sabbatical Seder, Sup. So here, Ana B'Koach. Here, a Kabbalistic Hebrew chant that goes through the attributes of the Almighty, He who be, who He be, Divine Majesty.
Ana b'koach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana b'koach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our ainai knotted fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika, zangaveid, 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 ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangaveid, 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 ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Tahare, Rachemei, May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Uvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida Ge'e, Le Ameka Bine, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavya Ushima, Ushima, Ushaik Aden, Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta en Lumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, forever and ever.
Ja, Rastafari.
Drum, Rastafari. Drum, Rastafari. Drum, Rastafari.
Friday. 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 Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. לך דודי, לקראתי התעלה, פני שפעתי, נקפלה. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa'echad ushmo echad, wa'hirubi uhibi, Jehovah. Yihyah, cha'ja echad ushmo echad. Now Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Echad, ushmo echad, lechem ula kitareta, witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, ayinai fame. Lekadodi likratia kala, pene shabatia nikavala, oh come, Let thy snake eye and I meet the queen of days. The Sabbath hath Shabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath hath Shabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I thine. Lekado di likrati akala, bnei Shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei Shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei Shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei Shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, these we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei Shabbati nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Senbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei Shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Attention to the most high of creation. of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is a holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is a holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits upon the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening, hear you not. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Hey! Shabbat shalom.
Bemezmor Dawit, Zitna Hule. Besma Ab, Owel, Wemen Fes Kedu, Sahadu Amlam, Amen. Kibar the Kalu, Kibar the Tiltu, Kibar the Hayatu, Kibar the Selamawi, Hayatila. Ja!
I judge your way always. I judge your way always. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bethlehem. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You fight with sin and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. I hope. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the Imnegere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way away.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
You yap massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it say yes, I wanna hear it say yes.
Send bet salam, send bet salam, send bet salam,
send bet salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do. Supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one, Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one, Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever. and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
And the psalm here for the Sabbath day, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור צד ב'. מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך ומעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד. ואתה מרום לעולם אדוני. כי הנה אויביך אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק כתמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfesa kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbed ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shellame, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Oh my God, it's full of stars.
This foundation is in the wall of my...
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of
stars. His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the old city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah! Rastafari!
So right here, hear that invocation there pointing to the heavens, the stars. From the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the keys, the great King David, church of Philadelphia, brotherly love, the church of his divine majesty. That's what's said right there on the Sabbath Eve regarding the stars and that little audible right there, and Brana Salase, pointing to Psalm 87, verse 4. Here today we have Psalm 4. Now we still have Psalm 93, which is the Friday where we seal up the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath. So to keep all things, you know, in good order, do all things to fulfill, you know, his righteousness right here,
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
It's clothed with majesty, clothed with strength. Interesting fact, His Imperial Majesty, best dressed man 3 times, you know, in the world. But that's just something that those in the world can get, but that's a higher, higher, higher meaning to that right there. Psalm 93, Friday evening psalm. So here we have Psalm 4, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 4. So right here, before we get into the fuller fullness, there's some Rhema right now tunes right here. Brings out this idea of the star, both within the invocation on the Sabbath Eve from the Tawahido, the true church, the professing church, Church of Philadelphia. And here he
is. My God, it's full of stars. Yeah. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
So first, I think we give you a little bit of the classic right here. Big Ute. Every nigga is a star. Yes, I. Don't be offended. Don't be off-ended. You know, recognize.
My God,
recognize.
It's full of stars.
Context.
My
context.
God, it's full of stars. Full of stars.
Yes, yes. So that right there was Big U. Every nigga's a star. And I ain't coming for a Rastafari. That was something that was said. You know, and as I and I meditated even in the heavens, you know, in the higher way of thinking, you know, and even the scriptures speak about the children of Abraham and God's children like the stars. And when talk about Lucifer and Satan, the enemy, try to raise his throne above the stars of God. That's I. But here, word from the cat, Super Cat.
Yeah, Rastafari. Let me look and tell them, sir, rude boy, let me look and tell them. Well, I didn't say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all, and I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Dunn's River Fall. I'ma tell them, rude boy, African people, come follow me. Hear this? Well, every nigga is African, and that's our star, and we know where we coming from, and know who we are. Every nigga is African, and that's our star, and a rag we a brag, and a blar we a blar. Teeth white like a sword, skin black like a tar. And then they turn empty, we are the true, and we a star. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we follow the army. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we. Because deep down in the Africa, we poor parents from. And we never did have no need, we not since the star come. When animals were tame and we tear this head home, we used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold. Drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and old. When exploiters, they came with religion and known. They rob us of our culture and our kingdom dethroned. And I carry us in a Babylon soon with strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding us home. We are gonna face them crazy ball, head out of we town. And I will plant the corner, believe they have been alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag me a brag and a blar me a blar. Teeth white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anywhere you see them, I destroy them a star. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we follow the army. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we follow the city coming up a jazz. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star, nor appear like a soldier from a 1J. Or him now go come in on a jet, nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in a the night from afar. With a fire knife, I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow, feet like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. Oh, and Jaja come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither check the side with the guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a rock me a brother and a blur me a blur. Teeth white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the show, we a star. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we follow the army. Africans, and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided, we fall. Because this is not the manor, Mr. Thunder. Neither Superman or the one skeletor. This is not Jaws and make believe jungle star. The African the children with the African star. Hey, said Madalana, this a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her. Bought into slavery and sold like a car. Pick up the sugar cane, cut and quail cigar. Under the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. And a brag and me a brag and a blar, me a blar. Them never make no weapon, figure fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag, we a brag and a blar, we a blar. Teeth white like a snow, skin black like a star. And anywhere them see we are the true, we are star.
Yes, don't be offended. Just get too overstanded. Yes, I. Yes, you say come like a thief in the night from far. Wow. You know, as the lightning shines from the east to the west. Yes, I, the coming of the Rastafari. Get my heart of Salah. Say, when I tune right there about Nigga and Star, well.
Do not be offended. Don't be offended.
No.
Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
So here we have today's daily song. Hold on, gotta take care of this. Don't get no hurt, no way. Right here, the eve of the Shabbat day. today's daily psalm, Psalm 4. So let's ride up, ride up, ride up.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet. Lamnatseach Binginot. Binginot, Binginot. Binginot, Mizmor Le David.
Hold. Did you? Mizmor, what? Bingi note, Benigi note on the harps. Bingi note, Bingi, Bingi, the harps. The harps right here. Here is Psalm 4, today's daily psalm.
Psalm 4. Order.
Mizmor Dalet. Lam Natseach Bingi note. Bingi note, Bingi note. Bingi note, Mizmor Le David.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness.
Bekori aneni Elohe Tzidki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress.
Batzar hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer.
Honneni ushema' tefillati.
O ye sons of men,
Bene Ish,
how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, 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 dwell in safety.
Yes. A good psalm right there for the Shabbat time. And that word sound right there, you know, now I lay me down to sleep, but the original of the Hebrew found in those verses here from today's daily psalm. Look with double eyes and write up some midrash to get a breakdown and a build up on today's daily psalm according to royal order. Wadada, double eyes.
Reason with me, wadada.
Nidudiya, wadada, wadada.
Take us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. Vex good for the pawn by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, ye.
Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
Mizmor Dalet, Lamnatseach Binginot Mizmor Le David. Bekor I Aneni Elohe Tzidki, Batzar Hirhavtali, Honneni Ushema' Tefillati. Bene Ish, Ad Me Chevodi Lichlimma Te'ehavun Rit, Tevakeshu Chazav Sela. ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו, אדוני ישמע בקורי אליו. ריגזו ואל תחטאו, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. זבחו זבחי צדק וביטחו אל אדוני. רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב, נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני. נתת שמחה וליבי מעת דגנם ותירושם רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושבים.
Food, shelter, and clothes. What I have a gift card. Gift card to highly, highly, highly. I'm in love in Africa.
Today's daily psalm, Midrash, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Psalm 4. Lamnatzeach, bi neginot, Mizmor Ledawi, Bikai, 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 Bikai. Here, today's daily psalm, Midrash, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Psalm 4. Lanatseach bi neginot mizmor ledawi bekai eneni elohes edki batzar hir hartali chaneni ushma'a tefilati. For the leader with string music, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Lanatseach bi neginot mizmor ledawi bekai eneni Elohei Zidki. All that David, that David says in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms, is said of himself or of the Edat Yisrael, or of the congregation, the aggregation of Israel. And here, Midrash note, Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, all that David, that David says in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms, is said of himself or of the Edat Yisrael, of the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael. Elohei Tzidki, O Elohim of my righteousness. Elohei Tzidki. The obligation to vindicate me, to vindicate I, rests upon thee. Further Midrash notes in the Midrash, the study on the Psalms, Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 18, first section, Psalm 24.3, the third section. According to Rav Yehuda, Judah, the words, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Bi'ai eneni Elohei tzidki batzar hir havtali. This means that David prayed for himself saying, O God of vindication, Elohei Tzidki, or Elohim of vindication, tziti, the obligation to vindicate me, rests upon thee. So here, further Midrash note, taking the phrase, O God of my righteousness, Elohe tziti, to mean, O God, O Elohim of my vindication, Elohe tziti, my righteousness, tziti, my vindication, tziti. Because I am of the tribe of Judah, I am of the tribe of Yehuda, it is proper for thee to hear the voice of my prayer, Tefillati, since in Baraka, in the blessing, in the Baraka, the tribe of Judah, Moshe said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7. Vezot li Yehuda, vayomar, Shema'a Yahuwah, Kola Yehuda. And this for Judah, Wizot Li Yehuda. And he said, Wayomar, hear, O Jehovah, he who be, we be, the voice of Yehuda. Shema'a Yahuwah, Kola Yehuda. Wizot Li Yehuda, Wayomar, Shema'a Yahuwah, Kola Yehuda. According to Ha-Rabbanim, Rabbanim, according to the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, the verse means that the Dat Yisrael, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, the Sar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty, the congregation of Yisrael prayed for itself, saying, hear me when I call. Elohei tzidki, O Elohim of vindication, of my vindication, the obligation to vindicate me, the obligation to vindicate I, the obligation to vindicate I and I, rests upon thee, even if I have no good walks, even if I have no good works, show mercy to me, show mercy to I, show mercy to I and I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that because David said, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, according to Mizmor Gimel, Psalm 3, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm 3, verse 5. That reads, Oli, Eli Yehuwa Ekra, Vaya'ineniya Mehara Kadisho Selah. We know that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, heard the voice of prayer when Ha-Hekal, when the temple was standing. But with Ha-Hekal, the temple destroyed, downstroyed, does he still hear? Yes, because Scripture says, hear me when I call. Hear me when I call. Bikai, Neini, answer I, Neini, answer I. Bikai, when I call upon thee by name. Bikai, Neini, hear me when I call. That is, whenever. Whenever I call, 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 that call, that call, when I shout out.
Yeah, I live it and reign in the heart of all man forever. Ja. 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 Ja.
Ja, Al-Shalasi Ainusan. Al-Shalasi Ainusan.
So here, let's touch on a little bit of the Hebrew right here. That's like the opening midrash to today's daily psalm. Very, very important. The sequence of psalms also connected with that previous psalm, the Hebrew prayer, the prayer of repentance that we find within Psalm 51. So here we're at Psalm 4. Also, we're in this 41st sabbatical study, Phinehas. Phinehas Torah reading and feeding right here in the season. So here, let's touch on a little bit of Hebrew of this particular psalm right here, getting into a little more of the midrash, coming forward.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the past by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one, humble yourself. Oh, my brother, it is.
Mizmor Dalet, Lamnatseach Binginot, Mizmor Ledavid. Vekori Ameni Elohet Siti, Batsar Hirhaftali, Honneni Ushemat Filati, Bene Ish, Adme Chevodi Lichlima, Teehavun Rit. תבקשו חזב סלע ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני ישמע בקורי אליו רגזו ואל תחטאו אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע זבחו זבחי צדק וביטחו אל אדוני רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב נשא עלינו אור פניך, אדוני. נתת שמחה וליפי, מעט דגנם ותירושם, רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה, אדוני, לבדד, לבטח תושבים.
Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still, and see. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
Food, shelter, and clothes. I have a gift card. Gift card to highly, highly, highly. Reason with me, it's quite a lot.
prayer.
Wadada, evening prayer right here. Psalm 4. Now, Wadada, as we get into the Midrash to study on today's daily psalm, but one say Wadada, and Amharic is Wadada. Wadada means like he loved, or the sense of to love, like Wadada, Wadada, Wadada. But because of, you know, the transliterations and the reading and the lack of a certain phonetical understanding, we just see that as Wadada. It's gotten into a kind of tradition to say it as Wadada, but I come from Wadada, Wadada. And now in the Hebrew, we have the Dod and Yadad and Yedidia. Yedidia is a name that Jehovah gave to Shlomo ben Dawid, to Solomon, son of David. And that is said to mean the name Jedidah in the English, Yedidia, Yedidiao, the beloved of Yah. And that comes into the inner, the overstanding as we get into more of the study right here, here, here. So here, it's right up the
midrash. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah. 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 Messiah.
Rav Hoshaya said, is there another and other nation like this nation whose decrees Ha'el, the true God that Elohim himself conforms to? Rav Hoshaya said, is there another and other nation like this nation whose decrees Ha'el, the true God that Elohim himself conforms to? Conforms in what way? When the Ziknei Yisrael, when the elders of Israel meet to decree a leap year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, conforms to their decision. With the elders in mind, David said, I call to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Even in Psalm 57, Hebraically, verse 3. Mizmor Nun Zain, Non Zain. Psalm 57, Psalm LVII, here, Hebraically, the Gamel, third verse. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, la'el gomer alai. I will call out to the I by name. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon. I will call out to Elohim, Most High, to Elohim, the highest. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, to El, the true good, the true God, Almighty. La El Gomer Alai, that accomplishes it for me. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, La El Gomer Alai. I call to Elohim Elyon, to Elohim, the highest Elohim, true good, true God, to El, the true good, the true God, to El, the Almighty that approves the cause that I have in hand. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, la'el gomer alai. By this he meant, praise be the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praise be the name of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One. Blessed be he who conforms to and approves whatever Israel enacts. It is the way of the world that when a mortal king, a mortal melech, enacts a decree, his counselors cannot void it, even if they wish to. They must carry out the decrees of HaMelech, of the king of Negus, even Negus Neges, whether the decrees are acceptable to them or unacceptable to them. But HaMelech, but the king, but the Negus, if he wishes to carry out his decree, he carries it out. And if he wishes to void it, he voids it. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, carries out whatever decrees the Sanhedrin, the assembly on earth, on the earthly plane, enacts. When does He do so? At New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah. After the earthly Sanhedrin, the earthly assembly meets and comes to such decisions as, quote, I proclaim the second day of the week as New Year's Day, as Rosh Hashanah, as Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, New Year's Day, or, quote, the third day of the week, end quote. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, convokes an heavenly Sanhedrin, a heavenly assembly of ministering angels, and says to them, quote, go down and see what decision the earthly Sanhedrin, the earthly assembly, has come to and enacted. And the ministering angels, the angels reply, Ribon Shela Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, the Sanhedrin, the assembly, has enacted this. Such and such a day will begin the new year, will begin the Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Thereupon, on the day decreed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, takes His seat upon His throne and judges His world. As it is said, even in Psalm 47, verses 6, verses 9 to 10, where it reads, God is gone up amidst the blowing of the trumpet, the Lord amidst the sound of the horn. God hath proclaimed Himself King over the nations. God hath taken His seat upon His holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. Allah Elohim be teruah, yaw bikola shofar. Elohim is gone up. Allah Elohim, amidst shouting, be teruah, yaw bikola shofar. He who be who he be, Jehovah, amidst the sound of the shofar, Yahuwah bikola shofar. Malak Elohim Alagoyim, Elohim Yashav, Allah Kise Kadisho, Ne Dive Amim, Ne Esafu, Al Elohe Avraham. Elohim reigneth, ruleth, is king over the nations. Malak Elohim Alagoyim, Elohim sitteth upon His holy throne. Elohim Yashab Al Kise Kadsho. The princes of the people are gathered together. Ne Dibe Amim, Ne Esafu, the people of the God of Abraham. Am Elohe Avraham. Allah Elohim Abia Teruah, Yahuwah Bikola Shofar. Malak Elohim Allah Goyim, Elohim Yashab, Allah Kise Kadisho, Nedibe Amim Anesafu, Am Elohe Avraham. The thrones are put in place. The thrones are put in place, the books are open, and the heavenly Sanhedrin, the heavenly assembly, meets with Him. For it is said, even in Daniel, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9a and verse 10b, where it reads, I beheld till the thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days did sit. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before Him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Chazeyahiyota adatiya kara savanna rimio viatika yomin yiteb. And I beheld chazey till the thrones were placed. Chazeyahiyota adatiya kara savanna rimio, and one that was Ancient of Days did sit. We atika yomin yiteba. Thousands ministered to Him. Elefalfima yishama shuneha. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before Him. We riboa riwana adamohia yikumun. Some of the ministering angels are defenders, and others are accusers. And why all this? Because of what is written even in Psalm 81, Hebraically the fifth verse, 81 and 5, that reads, what is a statute for Israel is an ordinance for the God of Jacob. Q ki chok le Yisrael lahua nishpata lelohe Yaakov. For it is a statute. What is a statute for Israel? Ki chok le Yisrael hu. An ordinance is an ordinance of the God Elohim of Yaakov. Mishpata lelohe Yaakov. Ki chok le Yisrael hu. Mishpata lelohe Yaakov. The day decreed by Israel is the day of the new year for the Elohe Yaakov, for the Elohim of Jacob, who approves Israel's decrees and conforms to their decisions. Hence, hear, I will call to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Ekra lelohe Elyon. Laela gomer alai. I will call to Elohim Elyon, to Elohim the highest Elohim, Elohim Most High, to El, true good, true God, to the Almighty, to El that approves the cause I have in hand. To him who conforms to the enactments of Israel. You can see for yourself that he indeed does so. Consider what Scripture says, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 29, verse 1, where it reads, in the seventh month is the day of blowing the horn, decreed by you. In the seventh month, the seventh moon, is a day of blowing the horn, decreed by you. Ua vachodesha ha-shiv'iyya bi-echada la-chodesha mikra. Kodesh, yihye lakem, kola mi leketa evoda, lo ta isu yoma tirua, yihye lakem. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, u ba chodesh ha shebi'i, on the first day of the moon, the first day of the month, bi echada la chodesh, ye all shall have a holy convocation, an Isla ivocation, an Isla outcalled assembly. Mikra Kodesh Yihye Lakem. Ye all shall do no manner of servile walk, servile work. Kola me leketa evoda lo ta'isu. It is a day of blowing the horn to you. Yom Teruah Yihye Lakem. And Scripture also says, even in Vayikra Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2, the appointed seasons of the Lord, that ye that y'all shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my appointed seasons. Dabir il b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem Mo'edei Yehovah Asher Tikaru Otam Mikraei Kodesh Eilehem Mo'edai. Speak to the children, the sons of Israel, Dabir Il B'nei Yisrael, and say to them, Amalta Lehem, the appointed seasons of Jehovah, of he who be, who he be, Mo'edei Yehovah, that ye, that y'all shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Isla ivocations, Isla outcalled assemblies. Mo'edei Yehovah, asher tikareu otam, mikrae kodesh. Even these, elehem, even these, my appointed seasons, elehem, mo'edai. By this, Ha'el, true good, true God, Almighty, Ha'el, meant, I have no holy convocations, ivocations, outcalled assemblies, set apart outcalled assemblies, Mikae Kodesh, other than those you proclaim, whether you proclaim them in their proper seasons or not in their proper seasons. Hence, here it is said, Eloheinu, I, our Elohim, is near. Whensoever we, I, call upon him. Eloheinu, b'kola ka'enu, Elayo. Hear even Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7, the fuller verse. For what nation is there so great who has God so nigh near to them. As Yahuwah, as Jehovah, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, I and I, Elohim, Eloheinu, is in all things that we, that I and I call up on, upon him for. Ki, mi agoy, gadol, asher lau, Elohim, keroim, elayo, ka Yahuwah, Eloheinu, bekol akayenu, elayo. The words, whensoever we call upon him. Be call ka'enu elayo. Whensoever, be call in all. Be call ka'enu in all. We call elayo upon him. Clearly refers to our proclaiming of the holy, the Isle of Seasons. As is said, ye, y'all, shall proclaim. Holy convocations, Isla ivocations, set apart, outcalled assemblies. Tikreu otam mikrae kodesh. Ye y'all shall proclaim. Tikreu otam, proclaim them. Mikrae kodesh, as Isla ivocations, mikrae kodesh, as set apart, outcalled assemblies. Rav Abin said in the name of Rav Acha, when a man has a near relative who has been taken prisoner, he is ashamed to admit that the prisoner is his near relative. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, though the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, were prisoners and homeless vagabonds, when He was bringing them Mimitzrayim out of Egypt, out of Kemet, called them his near relatives. For it is said, even in Psalm 148, verse 14, he hath lifted up a horn for his people, even for the children of Israel, a people near to him. Hear, hear, Mizmor Kof Mim Chet, Kof Meim Chet. Hear, hear, Psalm 148, 14th verse. And he hath lifted up a horn for his people. Vayarem keren le'amo. Vayarem keren. Hath lifted up a horn le'amo for his people. Tehillah le'kol chesedayo. A praise for all his chesedim, chesedayo, his saints. Livnei Yisrael ama karovo. Even for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, a people, Am Karobo, a people near him. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Elilta, exalt y'all. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. He who be. Praise y'all. Answer me. Answer I when I call. Bikai eneni. Bikai eneni. Answer me, answer I, eneni, answer I, bikai, when I call, in my calling out to the eye by name, when I call upon the eye, bikai, eneni, David meant, ribon, shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, universal master, even if a wicked man, a rasha of Yisrael, of Israel, comes to call thee, the eye, answer him at once. So that the Goyei Haaretz, the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, may not say, quote, all deities are alike, end quote. So that the Goyei Haaretz, the nations of the earth, may not say, quote, all deities are alike. Here, here, Midrash note. Literally, quote, all faces are alike. Here, literally, it reads, as if all deities are alike, quote, all faces are alike. However, the parallel version in the Sanhedrin 10 and 228c does not have panim, which is faces, but ofi, that Yaakov Levi, in his Water to Buck 1:140, regards as the Greek, Fie, a person's nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered.
as thou livest, even before Harasha, before the ratchet man, the wicked man calls me, I shall answer him. For it is said, even in Psalm 50, verse 12, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Uakaini beyom tsara, e chaletzicha utechabdeini,
and call upon me, call upon I, call upon I.
Uakaini,
in the day of trouble,
beyom tsara,
I will deliver thee, I.
E chaletzicha, e chaletzicha,
I will deliver the I, and thou shalt honor me.
Uatechabdeini.
Ukraini beyom tsara, e chaletzika utekabdeini. And it is said, even in Psalm 91, verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Yikraini ve nehu, imo anokia, ve tsara, e chaletzehu. Va'ekabdehu,
he shall call upon me.
Yikra eini,
he will call upon ani. Yikra eini, ve'enehu, and I will answer him.
Ve'enehu,
imo anoki, I will be with him.
Imo anoki,
bitzara, in trouble, in straits, in anxieties.
Bitzara.
I will rescue him. And bring him to honor and honor him. And it is also said in Isaiah 65:24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
V'hayat rema yikrau, v'ani ya'e'ine, odheima midabrim, v'ani eshma'a.
And it shall come to pass, v'haya, haya, v'haya, and it shall come to pass, v'haya, before they call,
rema yikrau,
I will answer them. I will answer him. While they are yet speaking,
od heima midabrim,
I will hear.
Wa ani eshma'a.
Wa haya arema yikau.
Wa ani e'ine.
Od heima midabrim.
Wa ani eshma'a.
Nevertheless, it is necessary that the call of Harasha, the ratchet man, the wicked man, be a sincere one. For though scripture says, even in Psalm 148, verse 15, the Lord is nigh to all that call upon him. And here in Psalm 145 and 18, a typo, Psalm 145 and 18, the verse, the Lord is nigh to all that call upon him. First part of the verse, Psalm 145, verse 18.
Karov Yahuwah lekol korayo. Karov Yahuwah lekol korayo.
The verse, it concludes here, Psalm 145 and 18, with to all that call upon him in truth.
Jehovah is nigh, is near to all that call upon him. Karob Yahweh lekol korayo.
Verse concluding, lekol asher yikarauhu
ve'emet,
ve'emet. To all that call upon him in truth.
Lekol asher yikarauhu
ve'emet, ve'emet, in emet, in emet, in truth. Similarly, though scripture says, even in Psalm 73 and 1, surely God is good to Israel. And here in the KJV, King James Version, Psalm 73, verse 1, a psalm of Asaph, it reads, truly God is good to Israel. Truly, truly.
Mizmor le Asaph, ak tov le Yisrael.
Ak
tov liYisrael. Surely, truly, ak, ak, for sure, truly, ak, tov liYisrael. The verse it concludes with, only to such as are pure in heart. To such as are pure in heart. Ak tov liYisrael Elohim levarei levav, levarei lebab. Only to such as are pure in heart. Truly, surely, Elohim is good to Yisrael. Ak tov liYisrael Elohim. Only to such as are pure in heart. Libarei lebab. Libarei lebab. Even to such as are of a clean heart. Libarei lebab. Likewise, though, Scripture says, even in Nahum 1 and 7, the God, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. Ova Yahuwah le ma'oz bi yom tzara. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is good. Tov Yahuwah. Tov Yahuwah le ma'oz. Le ma'oz, a stronghold. Bi yom tzara, in the day of tzara, in the day of trouble, anxiety, straits, difficulties. The verse it concludes with, and he knoweth them that take refuge in him, and he knoweth them. V'yodea chosei vo, v'yodea chosei bau, v'yodea chosei bau. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Again, though Scripture says, even in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, the Lord is good to them that wait for him. The Lord is good to them that wait for him. Tov Yahuwah Likovav, or Tov Yahuwah Likovav, Jehovah is good to them. Tov Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Tov, good. Tov Yahuwah Likovav, to them that wait for him. The verse it concludes with, only to the soul that seeketh him, only to the soul, to the psyche, to she, to the soul, the psyche that seeketh for him. Le nefesh. Tia de resheno, linefesha ti de resheno. And again, though Scripture says, even in Psalm 125, verse 4, do good, O Lord, to those that be good. Do good, O Lord, to those that be good. Heitiva Yahuwah latovim. Heitiva Yahuwah latovim. Heitiva, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Do good, O Jehovah, to those that be good. Latovim, heitiva, Yahuwah, latovim. The verse, it concludes, the verse here in Psalm 125, verse 4, it concludes only to them that are upright in their hearts, only to them that are upright in their hearts. V'lisharim b'libotam. V'lisharim b'libotam. Heitiva Yahuwah latovim. V'lisharim b'libotam. Do good, O he who be, who he be, to those that be good, and to them that are upright, lisharim, in their hearts. Be libotam, heitiva Yahuwah latovim, we li shari, be libot, 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 Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwaupik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? Can you see the English language? See the English language? Join your mentality. Join your mentality. Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things
uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew
of the sea. Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy,
Mizmor Dalet, Lamnatseh Binginot Mizmor Le David. בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, בצר הרחבת לי, חונני ושמע תפילתי. בני איש, עד מאה כבודי לכלימה תאהבון ריק, תבקשו חזב סלע. ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו, אדוני ישמע בקוראי אליו. ריגזו ואל תחטאו, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. זבחו זבחי צדק וביטחו אל אדוני. רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב, נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני. נתת שמחה וליבי מעת דגנם ותירושם רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושיבני.
Mizmor LeDavid.
the phrase for the leader with string music, a psalm. Lamnatzeach, be a ginot, mizmor, mizmor, da, mizmor, da, mizmor. The phrase for the leader with string music, a psalm. Lamnatzeach, be a ginot, mizmor, le David. The phrase here, here, here. Opening phrase, superscription, calls the title phrase for the leader, for the chief musician, with string music. Lamnatzeach, binginot, bia nginot, binginot. Lamnatzeach, bia nginot, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis. It introduces this psalm, even mizmor dalet, psalm 4, with three varieties of praise, with the leading of the music, with the playing upon the instruments, and with the singing of the psalm, the singing of the mizmor, the chanting of the Isis. La menatzeach, bia niginota mizmor. The phrase string music, be niginot, the niginot, binginot, the niginot, it refers to prophecy. For it is said, even in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15, and it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And here, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15, KJV, the fuller verse, it reads, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, he who be, who he be, came upon him. V'ata k'chuliya me'nagin, v'haya k'nagena hamanagena, v'atahi alayo yada Yahuwah, yada Yahuwah, yada Yahuwah, yada Yahuwah. But now bring me a minstrel. But now bring me a minstrel. V'ata k'chuli me'nagin, and it came to pass. V'haya k'nagena hamanagena. Vatahi alayo yadi Yahuwah. And it came to pass when the minstrel played, wahaya kunagena hamanagin. And here, midrash note, the nagin, nun, gimel, nun, nagin. That is the verb, nagan, that's the verb for played. It serves also as the stem for Niginot, even as today's psalm, Mizmor Dalet, Binginot, be a Niginot, upon string music, the Niginot. The commentator may have interpreted the clause to mean when the instrument played. Watahi alayo yadi Yahuwah, that the hand, the yad of Yahuwah, of he who be, we be, came upon him. Watahi alayo yadi Yahuwah, the leader, menatzeach, the menatzeach, lamnatzeach. It refers to him most capable of glorifying, natzach, glorifying him whose glory endures forever and ever, for ever and ever. And here, midrash note on natzach, the Hebrew natzach, may mean lead, glorify, conquer, endure forever. The Hebrew word natzach, may mean lead, glorify, conquer, endure forever. The different meanings are made use of in the expositions that follow. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the leader, lamnatzeach, that means literally to him who wins, to the overcomer. Lamnatzeach may be read as li menutzach, to him who lets himself be won over by his creatures. Li menutzach. Here, midrash note here is that the Masoretic pointing is disregarded by the commentator, and the word is read as a pu'al, the pu'al participle, a passive of the intensive aspect, or the intensive mood, the pu'al, of the verb. Therefore, instead of la menatzeach, as the Masoretic pointing points, we have li menutzach, to him who lets himself be won over by his creatures. a mortal king, a mortal Melech, a mortal Nagus, when vanquished by one of his subjects, is angry. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, when vanquished by one of his creatures, rejoices, as it is said even in Psalm 106, Hebraically the 23rd verse, that reads, he said that he would destroy them had not Moshe, had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn back his wrath. Vayomer li hashmidam lulei Moshe v'chiro amada baperet li fanayo li hashivachmato meya hashachit. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, Moshe, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Vayomer li hashmidam lulei Moshe bechiro amada ba peretza li fanayo li hashibachmato meya hashachit. And here, Midrash note, although Moses prevented Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, from carrying out the destruction of Israel, according to Shemot 32, Exodus chapter 32, Scripture continues to speak of Moshe, of Moses, as Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God's chosen. Clearly a sign of the pleasure Ha'el Elohim took in a man who, quote, vanquished, end quote, him. Answer me when I call, Elohei Tzidki. Answer I when I call, Elohei Tzidki, Elohim of my righteousness. Bikai aneni, Elohei Tzidki. Here, Hebraically, the bait, the second verse. According to Rav Acha Dawi, David spoke as follows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he. Since thou art Eli, Elohai, Elohai, Hailiai, my Elohim, the obligation to vindicate me, to vindicate I, rest upon thee, the I. According to HaRebanim, the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, the Edat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, if we have merit, if I and I have merit, deal with us accordingly. Deal with I and I accordingly. But if I and I have not, then show us righteousness and mercy. Midrash note here, this referring to the first section of the Midrash Tehillim, the Midrash on Psalm 4, first section. Of that, this appears to be a duplicate. Mordecai Gimpel, he pictures that Dawid, that David, and the Edat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, as saying in effect to Ha'el Elohim, to the Almighty, the true good, the true God, quote, if thou dost not hear us, hear I and I, thy name, Shemekah, thy name, the Hashem, will be profaned. For the nations, Hagoyim, the Gentiles, the international community, will question thy mercy or thy might. O ye sons of men, how long will y'all turn my glory into shame? Hear, Mizmor Dalet, Psalm 4, Hebraically, the third verse, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. B'nei Isha, Adameh, Kavodi, Alika, Lima, Likhlima. O y'all sons of men, B'nei Ish. How long? Admeh. How long? Admeh. Kobodi. My glory. Lik lima. How long shall my glory be put to shame? B'nei ish. Admeh. Kobodi. Lik lima. In this verse, David was saying to Doeg and Achitophel, O y'all sons of such renowned men as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how long will y'all turn my glory into shame? B'nei Isha, Ademeh, Kavodi, Aliklima. We know that Abraham was a renowned man Before Ha'el, the true good, the true God, told Abimelech, he is a prophet, according to Bereishis, Genesis chapter 20, verse 7. Kia Navia Hu, for he is a prophet, and that Yitzhak, that Isaac, was a renowned man, for it is said, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us, to meet Einai? And the servant said, it is my master. Even here, Bereishis, Genesis chapter 24, verse 65. Vatomer il ha'ereda, mi ha'isha halazer ha'holeka basader likaratenu. Vayomer ha'ereda, hu adoni watikach ha'tz'aifa vatitakas. For she had said to the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us, to meet I and I? And the servant had said, it is my master, he is my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. Watomer illa ha'eveda, mi ha'isha halaze ha'holeka basade likaraten. Wayomer ha'eveda, hu adonia, watikacha ha'tz'aifa, watitakas. And that Yaakov, and that Jacob was a renowned man, a man of the name, a man of name. For it is said, even in Bereishis, Genesis 25, 27, Jacob was a perfect man. The Yaakov Ish Tam. And Jacob was a perfect man. With Yaakov Ish Tam. And Ish Tam, a perfect man. Here, KJV translates it as a plain man, Hebraically, a perfect, a complete, a whole, holistic man. With Yaakov, Ish Tam. And here, Midrash note in the Yehudi version, quiet, but Tam, Ish Tam, with Yaakov, Ish Tam, Tam can mean either quiet or perfect. In the KJV, King James version, translates it as a plain man. With Yaakov and Jacob, Ish Tam, a perfect man. Adme Korodi Liklima, how long will you all turn my glory into shame? That is, how long will you turn the glory of my own name into shame by continuing to call me the son of Jesse? As when Doeg, dog, says even in 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 9, I saw the son of Jesse. Vayana doega ha'edomia v'hua nitzav ala avdei shaul vayomar raiti et ben Yishai ba no ve no be elachia meleka ben achituv. Then answered Doeg the Edomite that was set over the servants of Saul. Then answered Doeg the Edomite, Wayana Doega Haedomia, Wihua Nitzaba Allah Avdeya Shawola. And said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. Wayomar Raiti Eta Bena Yishai Ba No Be No Be Ba No Be Elahi Meleka Bena Chituba. I saw the son of Jesse. Raiti Eta Bena Yishai. Or, as when Shaul, Saul, says, even in 1 Samuel 22, verses 7 to 8, hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards and vineyards that all of you have conspired against me? That all of y'all have conspired against I? Vayomar Shaul, la ebadayo, la nitzavim alayo, shimo'o na b'neya yimini gama lekulkema yitena Tena Ishaya Sadota Uka Ramima Le Kulkema Yasima Sareya Lafima Ve Sareya Meot. Then Saul said to his servants that stood about him, Hear now, ye Benjamites, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? Wayomer Shaula la evadayo ha ni tzabim alayo shimu na bneya yimini kama lekhul lekhema yitena ben ishai sadota Uka ramima likul kema yasima sarei lafima we sareya meota. Kia ke sharitema kul kema alaya veena gole eta azni. Bia kerata bini aim bena ishai. Veena chole mikem alai. Gole eta azniya kia hekima beniya eta avadiya alaya le oreva kayom hazeh. That all of you have conspired against me, and there's none, no one that sheweth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse, with Ben Yishai, and there's none of you that is sorry for me, or sheweth to me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day? Or as when Saul, Shaul, said to Jonathan, to Jonathan, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 30, Do not I know that thou hast chosen Ben Yishai, the son of Jesse, to thine own shame? And to the shame of thy mother's nakedness. Do not I know that thou hast chosen Ben Yishai, the son of Jesse, to thine own shame, and to the shame of thy mother's nakedness? Vayichar af Shaul biya honatana, vayomer leu, bena na evata hamarduta, hallo yadayeti yakiya vochir ata, vena Yishai, Le vashteka ua le vosheta ervata imeka. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said to him, Thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen Ben Yishai, the son of Jesse, to thine own confusion, and to the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? Vayichar af Shaul bi Yonatan, vayomer lehu, bena na'ivata hamarduta, hallo yada'iti yakiya vocher ata, le ben Yishai, le bashtika, ua le bosheta, ervata imeka. Or, as when Saul says to Yonatan, to Jonathan again, even in the next verse in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 31, As long as the Ben Yishai, the son of Jesse, liveth up on the earth, thou, the I, shalt not be established. Ki kola hayyamim asher Ben Yishai chayi al hadama lo tikon ata u malakuteka. Ve'ata shelach ve'kach oto elaki ve'namavetohu. For as long as the son of Jesse liveth, Ben Yishai chai, up on the ground, thou shalt not be established. For as long as the Ben Yishai chai, up on the ground, thou, the I, shalt not be established. Ki kol hayamim asher ben Yishai chai al hadama lo tikon ata, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him to me, for he shall surely die. Uamalakuteka. With Atashlach with Kah Oto Eli Ki Benamaweta Hu Ki Venamavetu. For a son of death is he. Ki ben mawet hu. Ki ven mavet hu. Have I no name of my own? David says, have I no name of my own? Bnei ish adme kvodi alikalima. He haruna rika. How long will you take pleasure in vanity? How long will you take pleasure in vanity? In that ye all love vanity and seek after falsehood. Te ehavun rik, te bakshu kazav, selah. That is to say, that is, David said to Doeg and to Ahithophel, how long will y'all take pleasure in abusing me with vain and empty words, saying of me, saying of I, Elohim has abandoned him. Elohim has forgotten him. Elohim has taken his presence away from him, and henceforth kingship will never return to him. You expect the loss to continue forever, forever? And here, Midrash note, interpreting kazab, falsehood, translates falsehood or lies, even in the second part of the third verse Hebraically, te e havun rika, te bakshu kazab, te bakshu kazab, te bakshu kazab, and seek after falsehood. So here, Midrash note, interpreting kazab or kazab in the sense of akzab. Akzab, failing, akzab, drying up, and thus akzab, loss of throne. As for the word selah, in rabbinic exegesis, it is usually translated forever. The Yehudi version reads, and seek after falsehood. Tibakshu kazab. Or here in the sense of you expect the loss to continue forever. Te bakshu kazab selah. David meant, do you expect that because my kingship was lost to me, lost to I for a time, it will be forever thus, forever like this? And here bringing us to the fourth verse Hebraically. Kia hifla Yahuwah chasid lo. Here. But know y'all. But know y'all that Jehovah, he who be, has set apart for himself one that he favored. Kia hifla Yahuwah chasid lo. David meant, long ago, Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gladden I, with good tidings, through Nathan, Ha'nevi, through Nathan the prophet, who told me, according to 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou, the I, shalt not die. Vayomer David, il Nathan, chatati la Yahuwah. Vayomer Natana illa David, Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo tamut. And David said to Nathan the prophet, I have sinned against the Lord. I have sinned against Jehovah. Chatati. I have ucked up, fallen short, lacked. Chatati la Yahuwah. I have sinned, fallen short against Jehovah. And Nathan said to David, Vayomer Natan el David, Dam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah, he who be, also hath put away thy sin. Thou, the I, shall not die. A different comment, the Dat Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, says to the Goye Haaret, to the nations and nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane, the nation of the earth, oh, ye y'all sons of man, how long will y'all turn my glory into shame? How long will y'all take pleasure in vanity and expect the loss to continue forever, for ever? Bneish Adme Kavodi Aliklima Te Havuna Rika Te Vakashu Kazap Sela. Why are the Goye Haaretz, the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane, why are the Goye Haaretz called Bnei Ish, called sons of man? Because they are descendants of Noah, Noah's children's children. By man, by Ish, is meant the renowned Noah, of whom it is said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, Noah was a righteous man. Noah was a righteous Ish. Now here, KJV, King James Version, Genesis 6 and 9, it reads, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Here, Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. Eile toldota Noach, Isha, Zadika, Tamim, Hayabir, Dorotayo, Etaha Elohim, Ahita, Halek, Noach. Noah was a righteous man. Noach, Ish, Zadik, was a righteous Ish. Noach, Ish, Zadik. O ye, O y'all, Goye Haaret, O ye nations of the earth, how long will y'all take pleasure in vanity? Te'ehavun rik. How long will y'all take pleasure in vanity? How long will y'all take pleasure in pursuing me with vain words? How long will y'all be saying of I? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, has abandoned Yisrael and has forgotten Yisrael. And the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irit, the Memphis Kedus, is lost forever to Yisrael. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says to the Goye Haaretz, to the nations and nationalities of the earth, you expect the loss to continue forever. Te'avakashu kazav selah. And seek after falsehood, or y'all expect the loss to continue forever? Do y'all think that because I took my Ruach HaKadosh, Memphis Kedus, Holy Spirit, Isle Irit, away from Israel, from Yisrael, for a time, for an Iowa, it will be forever thus, forever like this? And the congregation, the aggregation, the Edata Yisrael says to HaGoyi, to the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community. But know that Yahuwah, that He who be, who be, that Jehovah, hath set apart for Himself one that He favors. The Lord will hear when I call to Him. Ud'u kiya hiflah Yahuwah chasid alawu Yahuwah yishma'a bi'kai elayo. Jehovah will hear when I call to Him. Yahweh Yishma'a B'ari Elayo. Long ago did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty I, Ha'el, gladden I, with good tidings through Yeshayahu, through Esaias, Isaiah, who said, according to Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 2, comfort ye, my people. Comfort y'all, my people. Speak y'all comfortably to Jerusalem and cry to her that her appointed time is accomplished. Nachemu, nachemu, ami, yomar Elohekem. Comfort y'all, nachemu, Ami, my people, Ami, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomar Elohekem, saith Yah Elohim. Dabru Allah Lev Yerushalayim, Vikeru Eleha, Kia Mala, Tzeva'ah, Kia Niratzah, Evonah, Kia Lakha, Miyad Yahuwah. Kifalayim bekol chatoteha. Speak, y'all, comfortably to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, and cry and call out to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of Yahuwah, of He who He be, of Jehovah's hand, double for all her sins, for all her uckeries. And here in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 2, where it says, speak ye comfortably to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Dabru al leib Yerushalayim. Speak comfortably, or Hebraically, to the heart. Speak comfortably, speak to the heart. Dabru al leib Yerushalayim. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem. When it says her warfare or her appointed time is accomplished. Ki mala tseva aha. Hence, here, when the appointed time, the appointed eye will come, Yahuwah, Jehovah will hear me, when I call to him. Yahuwah Yishma'a Bi'aroi Helayo, 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 Helayo,
Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Rigzu v'alatechatau himru v'ilavavikhem. Allah mishakavikem v'domu selah. Rigzu v'alatechatau himru v'ilavavikhem. Allah mishakavikem v'domu selah. Tremble and sinna, commune with your own heart upon your bed. And be still forever. Rigzu we Allah techatao imru abila babekem Allah mishaka bekem we domu selah selah selah. Hear. Today's daily psalm is more dalit. Psalm 4. Hear the hey verse, the fifth verse Hebraically. Tremble, rigzu, and sin not we Allah techatao. Tremble, y'all, rigzu. With alatechatao, and uk up nine, and don't uk up, don't sin. With alatechatao, imru, commune, speak, imru, bilababikem, commune with your own heart. Allah mishakabikem, upon your bed. Allah mishakabikem, upon the place that you lay, that you lie down. With domu selah, and be still, and be silent. With domu selah. Forever, forever. David said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, how long will y'all sin and stir up trouble by saying, there's a blemish in David and David. He is a descendant of Ruth, the Moabite. Hear Midrash note, reference to Ruth, chapter 4, verses 17 to verse 22. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. Imru vilavavekem ala mishkavekem. Imru, speak y'all. Imru bilababekem, with your own heart. Bilababekem ala mishkavekem, up on your bed, your laying down place. From what sort of marriage bed do you come? From the prohibited marriage of a man to two sisters? And here, Midrash note, Jacob married Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah. Refer to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verses 16 to 23, and Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 18. Since such a marriage was not prescribed until the time of Moshe, of Moses, it was still lawful in Yaakov, in Jacob's time, in Jacob's Iowa. Regard your own descent, and be still forever. Regard your own descent, with domu selah, the domu selah, and be silent, be still forever. Hear Midrash note, how long will you sin, how long will you utter? Vidomu selah, and be still and be silent forever. Thus we have the PE, the printed edition. In the ET, the edited text is said to be incomplete. In Ruth Rabbah 8 and 1, David's counter-argument is amplified further and applied particularly to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, whose origins go back to the adulterous union of Yehuda, of Judah, with Tamar. Here, refer to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 38. A different comment, according to Rav Acha, where it reads, tremble and sin not. Rigzu wa'al techetau. Rigzu wa'al techetau. Tremble and sin not means make your tempter tremble with fear, and he will be unable to make you sin, and he will be unable to make you akap. But according to HaRebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, Rigzua ve'ala techetau, tremble and sin not, it means make your tempter tremble with frustration, and he will be unable to make you sin, and he will be unable to make you akab. Thus, like this, you will not fall into the grip of sin, into the grip of akari. In a Midrash note, apparently both Rav Acha and HaRebbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they interpret rigazu, tremble, as ragezo, a piela, the intensive aspect of the verb, imperative with the suffix all, referring to him as direct object. The comment of HaRebbani, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, the Memheran, may also be rendered, quote, starve or mortify your tempter. Starve your tempter. Mortify your tempter. Rigzu. With alatechetau. It is taught in a Mishnah. Hear. The Mishnah is Yoma 8 and 9, the study, the teaching, the Mishnah, that Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliza ben Jacob said, the Lord is the hope, is the hope, Mikweh of Yisrael, of Israel, according to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 13. Mikweh Yisrael, Yehovah, thou hope of Israel. Mikweh Yisrael, Yehovah. This means that as the ritual bath of purification, the mikveh, some say mikveh, cleanses those who are impure, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, cleanses Yisrael. Now, which of the two can go to the other? The ritual bath to the unclean person, or the unclean person to the ritual bath? Obviously, the unclean person has to go to the ritual bath, let himself down and immerse himself in it, and immerse and baptize and baptize himself in it. So also must Israel go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will cleanse them. Hence here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared to Israel, I say to you, when you would pray, go to the Knesset, the Mikrav, to the synagogue in your city. When you cannot go to HaKnesset, to the Mikrav, to the Yehudi church, to the synagogue in your city, pray in your open field. When you cannot go to your open field, pray in your house, Beitika, in your Beit. When you cannot go to Beitika, to your house, your Beit, pray upon your bed. When you cannot pray aloud in your bed, commune with your heart. Imru biel babekem, Allah mishakabekem, commune with your own heart. Imru biel babekem, speak y'all in your own heart, speak to your own heart. Al mishakabekem, upon your bed. With domu, selah, and be still. So here, Midrash notes, a play on this word, mikweh. Some say mikveh in modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, mikweh. A play on this Hebrew word, mikweh, that can be translated either as hope, mikweh, or ritual bath of purification, mikweh, ancient Hebrew pointing, mikweh, modern Hebrew, mikveh. Vidomu, and be still, vidomu. What is meant by vidomu, and be still? Rav Yudan said, it means that you must refrain from the sin, the uckery, you might commit. For when you so refrain, what does the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, go on to tell you? Here in the vav, or the wawway, Hebraically, the sixth verse, it goes on to tell you, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivchu azivchei azedek. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivchu zivchei azedek. That is as though Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, were saying to you, I shall reckon your refraining as if you had built an altar, Mizbeach, and offered an Olah, burnt, ascension offering, and many other sacrifices upon it. Note that the Mizmor does not speak of only one sacrifice, but of sacrifices. Thus, Zibchei Tzedek, Zibchu, sacrifice y'all, you all sacrifice zibchu, zibchei tzedek, the sacrifices of tzedek, zibchei tzedek. Commune with your own heart up on your bed and be still. Commune, nimru, biel babekem, ala mishaka bekem, with domu. This verse, the verse it means, we are taught, I and I are taught, that a man reciting the Shema, in HaKnesset, in the Mikrav, in the Yehudi church, in the synagogue, in the morning, has done what he ought. But in the evening, though he has recited HaShema, the Shema, in the Knesset, in the synagogue, the Mikorah, he has not done what he ought, unless he recites it again at home in his bed. Ala mishakal bekem. Lamazah. Why? In order to drive the demons, the klipot, away from habayit, away from the house. And here, midrash note. That is, if you cannot go to your Knesset, your Mikorah, the Yehudi church, the synagogue, because you are busily at work in your field, pray there. If you cannot manage to pray in the field, wait until you reach your home and pray there. If you are traveling and cannot pray in your home, pray upon your bed while you rest. If you are on the move and cannot pray up on your bed, Allah mishaka bekem, commune with your heart, imru bi al babekem, speak, commune, speak within your own heart, speak to your own heart to Kali. We are also taught that after a man concludes the blessing of redemption that begins with the words true and firm, Amet v'yatziv, Amet v'yatziv, true and firm, Amet v'yatziv, true and firm, he may not recite any prayer on his own behalf, but must go on immediately with the Shemoneh Esrei, with the Amida, with the 18 benedictions. And here, Midrash note, this portion of the Avodah, of the service, that is made up of 18 benedictions, the Shemoneh Esrei, is also known as Tefillah, prayer or Amida, standing, referred to the Hebrew Siddur, the authorized prayer book. This teaching applies, however, only to the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, of the morning service, of the Tefillata Shacharit, of the morning service. For Rav Ze'era said in the name of Rav Abba Bar Yeremiah, Abba Bar Jeremiah, Ermis, there are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately up on another, upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. The bracha, the blessing over the bread, must be said immediately after the rite of washing the hands. And the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 benedictions, blessings, must be said immediately after the blessing of redemption. Midrash note, both the bracha, the blessing at the washing of the hands, and the bracha, the blessing over the bread, are found in the Siddur, the prayer book, the authorized prayer book. That the slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must follow immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon his head is shown by the verses even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, where it reads, "And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and he shall kill the bullock before the Lord," lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That the bracha, the blessing over the bread, must follow immediately after the rite of washing the hands is shown by the verse even in Psalm 134, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 134, verse 2, where it reads, "Lift up your hands in holiness and bless the Lord." Su'a yedekem kodesh. Uavarku eti Yehovah, lift up your hands to the sanctuary or in holiness. Su'a yidekem kodesh, and bless ye and bless y'all. Ubarku eti Yehovah, bless y'all. Jehovah, he who be who he be. Hakadosh, Baruku, Baruch Hashem. And that the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 benedictions, must follow immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption, is shown by the verse, even the verse from Psalm 19, Hebraically the 15th verse, Psalm 19, verse 15, that reads, "Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer." Yehiyu ale ratzon na'im reifi. V'hegdion libi lifanekai Yehovah suri v'goali. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee in thy presence. O he who be, who he be, my rock and my redeemer. Yehiyu li ratzon imre fiya we hegion li bi li fanikai Yahuwa sori we goali. And by the verse that follows immediately, even in the next psalm, in the Kaf, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20, Hebraically the second verse that reads, the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee I. Ya'ankai Yahuwa b'yom tzara, yesagavka Hashem Elohe Yaakov. He who be, who he be, answer thee I in the day of trouble, the day of anxiety. Ya'anka Yahuwa b'yom tzara, the name of Elohe Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, set thee I up on high. Yesagavka Hashem Elohe Yaakov. In the Midrash note here, the phrase, my redeemer, goali, goali, my redeemer, is taken as an allusion to the bracha, the blessing of redemption. And the phrase, the Lord hear thee, the Lord hear thee I, in the next verse is taken as an allusion to the Shemona Esrei, to the 18 benedictions that are prayers of petition. When a man performing a sacrifice slaughters the animal immediately after the laying on of hands, no fault will mar the sacrifice. When a man pronounces habraka, the blessing over the bread, immediately after the washing of his hands, ha-satan, Satan, the adversary, will bring no accusations against him during the meal. Finally, when a man says the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, immediately after the Bracha of Redemption, HaSatan, the adversary, Satan will bring no accusations against him in the course of the day. Another comment on Zivchu or Zivcheyetz Edek, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Ua Vitachu Li Yehovah, and put your trust, your confidence, Ua bitachu Eliyahuah, in he who be, who he be, in Jehovah. Rav Chiya taught that these words are to be read in the light of the verse, even the verse from Vayikra, Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 30, that reads, therefore shall y'all keep my charge, that ye, y'all practice not any of these abominable customs that were practiced before you, and that ye, that y'all defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. O shamar tema eta mi shamar tia le eveliti ya esota me chukota ha to erota ashara na esu alifnechem ve lo atiat amuwa bahem ani Yahuwah. Elohekem, therefore shall ye all keep my charge. Ua shamartem maeta mishamarti, that ye that y'all do not any of these abominable customs. Le vileti ya esota mechukota ha toebot, that were done before you. Ashera na'esua lifnekem, and that ye that y'all defile not yourselves, that y'all don't contaminate yourselves therein. With lo tiat amuwa bahem, ani yoa Elohekem, I be he who be, who he be, y'all Elohim, ani yoa Elohekem. The words, the devarim, the words, therefore shall ye keep my charge. Ua shemartem eta mishmarti, therefore shall y'all keep my charge. Ushmartem eta mishmarti, mean that Ha'Elohim, the true God said, therefore set up a guard that y'all do what I charge y'all to do. Midrash note, enact additional measures to safeguard the observance of biblical precepts. And what did Ha'el, the true God, Ha'Elohim, intend by saying, Ani Yahweh Elohekem. I be he who be who he be, Yal Elohim. Ani Yahweh Elohekem. Ani Yahweh Elohekem. I be he who be who he be, Yal Elohim. I shall be close at hand to give you your reward. But Rav Natan, Nathan, asked in the name of Rav Acha, is not this point fully made in Scripture in the verse that reads, even from today's Psalm, Mizmor Dalet, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Jehovah. Zibchu, Zibche Yetzereka, Ua Bitachu Eli Yehovah. Sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness. Zibchu, Zibche Yetzereka. And put your trust, u bitachu, and put your confidence, your confidence, Eli Yahweh, El Yahweh, in Jehovah, and he who be who he be. That is as though HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, reach your hands out to do righteous deeds, and trust me, and trust I to give you your reward, 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 your Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Holy my life, last year I will say, Rastafari, a winner yet naturally, I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine up. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. Christus. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. By the power of the name
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is due for help, 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 help.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. The Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Many, 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 many there are that say, oh, that we could see that some could good, see
that some good, see that some good.
Many, 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 many. There are that say, oh, that we could see some good.
See some good.
Many,
see some good.
Many, 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 many. There are that say, oh, that we could see some good. Rabim omrim. Mia yareinu tov. Many there are that say, Rabim omrim. Oh, that we could see some good. Mia yareinu tov. Mia yareinu tov. The many, the Rabim, the Rabim, the many, the nuff-nuff ones, the Rabim, are the Goyi Ha'aretz, saying to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, here, today's Psalm, Mizmor Dalet, Psalm 4, Hebraically, right here, the Zayin, the seventh verse, Rabim, Omri, Mia Yareinu Tov, many nuff ones there are that say, oh, that we, that I and I could see some good. Mi yareinu tov. The many, the rabim, are the goyi haaretz, are the nations and nationalities, the Gentiles, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, saying to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, saying to I and I, oh, that we could share with you in the good of the world to come. Oh, that we could share with y'all in the Olam Haba. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the sons of the Sar of El, the prince of the Almighty, Yashar El, the upright of the Almighty Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. I and I reply, in how many afflictions, in how many servitudes, in how many massacres have I given our lives for the hallowing, the sanctifying, the setting apart of Hashem, of the name. And yet you, and yet y'all, without any suffering at all, without any suffering at all, think that the good of the Olam Haba, the good of the world to come, is yours? For the asking, for the asking, for the asking? And how enough afflictions, and how enough servitudes, and how enough massacres have I given I and I lives for the sanctifying, the setting apart, the eilifying of Hashem, of the name. And yet you, and yet y'all, without any suffering at all, think that the good, the tov of the Olam Haba is yours for the asking? Here, Midrash note, literally in the P, the Prince Edition, to stamp it out of the heel is yours for the asking, is yours to stamp it out of the heel. The ET, the edited text, reads to stamp them out on the heel. Some say that does not make sense, but in the Yaakov sense, it does. Rabim Omrim Mi Yareinu Tov. Nuff. There are that say, oh, that we, that I and I could see some good. Lord, like an ensign, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Nisa aleinu or panekai Yehovah. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, lift thou up the light of thy countenance up on us. Nisa aleinu or panekai Yehovah. Jehovah, like an ensign. Hear Midrash note. Extending the Hebrew nisa, lift up, into like an ensign or the nace. So we have nisa, lift up, and like an ensign, nace, like a flag, an ensign, a banner, nace, lift up. Nisa aleinu, lift up upon I and I, or light, paneka, of thy face, of thy presence, of thy perception, or panekai Yehovah, of he who be, who he be. Here we have a quotation from the priestly benediction, the priestly blessing, Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. David hopes for better things for Ha'am, for the people, for Jah people, by praying that he, even he who be, who he be, will bless them, will bless I and we. Rav Huna taught in the name of Rav Acha that here the Data Yisrael, the aggregation of Israel, says, we, I and I, await the setting up of Ha'el's, the true good, the true God, of Ha'el's ensign, of Ha'el, Ha'el's banner, of Ha'el's standard, of Ha'el's flag. As it is written, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 22 to 23, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and set up mine ensign to the peoples, and they shall bring thy sons in their bosom, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy foster fathers. Koh amar Adonai Yahweh, hine esa illa goyima yadi, illa amim arima nesi, v'hevihu vanaik b'chotzen uva notaik ala katefa tiana seena v'hayu milakim omanaik. Thus saith Adonai Yehoweh. Thus saith Adonai, he who be, who he be. Kohamar Adonai Yahweh. Behold, hine sa illa goyima yadi. Behold, hine. I will lift up my hand to the nations. Esa il goyim yadi. I will lift up to the nations my hand. Hine esa illa goyim yadi. Wi il amima rima nisi. And set up mine ensign to the peoples. Wi il amim arib nisi. and they shall bring thy sons in their bosoms. Weheyabiu banayik bechotzen, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Uabe notayik ala katefa tiana sena, and kings shall be thy foster fathers. Wehayu melakim omanayik. Wehayu melakim omanayik. Hear, speaking to she. But according to Rav Yohanan, the verse is to be read, Lord Jehovah, lift thou up the light of thy countenance, the or panikai Yehovah, upon us. Nisa aleinu, nisa, lift up aleinu upon I and I, or panika Yehovah, the light of thy face up on us. That is, the Edat Yisrael, the aggregation of Israel, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Hashem HaOlami, Master of the Universe, we look for nothing, but the shining of Paneka, the eye face, the eye perception, thy presence. As is said, even in Psalm 80, Hebraically verse 20, O Lord God of hosts, restore us, restore I and I, cause thy face to shine, and we and I and I shall be saved. And here, Mizmor Pe, Psalm 80, Hebraically here, the 20th verse, Yahuwah Elohim Atzvaota, Heshevenu, Hayera Paneka, Weniwashea. O Jehovah, he who be who he be, Elohim of hosts, Elohim of armies, Yahuwah Elohim Atzvaot, restore us, restore I and I, Heshevenu. Hishibeinu, restore I and I. Hayer paneka, cause thy face to shine. Hayer paneka, cause thy face to illuminate, to shine. Win washer, and we shall be assured, and we shall be saved. Win washer, Yahuwah Elohim Atzvaota. Hishibeinu, hayer paneka. Win the washer, 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 yes, and we shall be saved in the name of the King of Kings Christ. Win the washer, Hashem Yeshua. Shabbat Shalom, Simba Salam, fam.